it's a very difficult time, and but for hospice and for charities in general. But you know, I hope to give it to most of my time now. I'm in basically semi-retirement. I'm only doing a certain amount of practice in the surgery, and you know, you do have to try and do something with your days. And you think that this is you know, a very, very good cause. And I was asked to go, would I put my name forward, and I had no hesitation whatsoever. And you know, it is a good, great job, really a great job. It's just that did I have the time necessary that I would be able to give to this very worthy cause. But I'm delighted I did now, and it is a privilege to do it. Yes.
As we know, we're in difficult economic times. Concerns have been raised about the future of the hospice in the past.
There is no need for concerns about the Donegal Hospice. The Donegal Hospice will go on, and as I said at the time, over our dead bodies would anything happen to the Donegal Hospice. It's an institution now in Donegal. It's a brand in Donegal, and people know the benefits that they can accrue from the hospice. And I hope that we will have the support of the people of Donegal, and that to let the people know, you know, that if you have any problems with the hospital, of your hospice, or if you have any ideas as to the best way that the hospice should continue, please, you know, do not fear to contact me, because I want to be there. I want your ideas. I want the ways that we want to go forward. I want to keep the fundraising going for the hospice.